It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. It's time for quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And week two of football's in the books. Now it's time to get ready for week three. No better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of week three, DraftKings is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. It's a deal you can't pass up. Here's the deal. You place a $1 bet on any team, and if that team wins, you win $100. Now, you can't pass that up. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. Pick any team during week three, bet a dollar on them, and win $100 if they win. That's $1 to win $100 when you use promo code KSN during sign-up. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. And it is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, in with Greg Pickle. Greg, with everything else going on, we can't forget about recruiting. But before we get to any updates, it was really interesting. James Franklin last week had some rather candid comments about the 2021 class. Did that surprise you?
It did, but you know when he's blunt, Jim, that he's really bothered by what's been going on and that he feels like, because keep in mind, James Franklin has always said that his news conferences aren't usually and almost never are for the media, right? They're to convey a message either to the fan base, the team, the coaching staff, or maybe a mixture of the two or three. And so I think you have to remember that context. And clearly he wanted to make known that he'd either, you know, I don't know if he thinks his staff isn't working hard enough. I have a hard time believing that. But he, whatever he sees as the issue with their lack of success in the class of 2021, he wanted to be out front, center, and public about it. And I think a lot of fans probably appreciated that. Those in the media did, too. That candor is not always something you get from college football head coaches or sports figures in general. So that was a nice twist. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know how you could look at it any other way. I know there's some folks that have tried to say that it was a shot at the kids in the class of 2021. I don't think that's true. I don't think that's the case. I think it's more about the guys they haven't picked up. And, you know, when you look at the class of 2021, 13-member group, as we talk about it right now, at this point, you know, those are guys that were top targets on their board for the most part. They weren't reaches. They weren't guys that they offered late towards signing day because they needed or had space to fill. And so I don't think that's a shot at those guys at all, but let's be honest, they've missed out on some high priority ones as well. Nolan Rucci, the five-star from Warwick, being just the latest who picked Wisconsin a few weeks ago. But, you know, there's some other guys in this class too. Dahan Warren, everyone thought Penn State was a lock to get Dahan Warren, and the nation's number one corner up and commits to Georgia almost out of the blue. So they've had some, again, some chances to really kind of put a monster class together. Hasn't worked out. There were those handful of receivers in the Maryland area that, you know, I think at one point most assumed they would all be Penn State commits. Jim, that hasn't been the case. So it's just been a tough year for Penn State. They're in the 30s nationally. They're in the back half of the big, or back three quarters, really, the Big Ten. And so while I certainly think they have time to turn this around, if you get a Derek Davis Jr., if you get a Diego Pounds, maybe, Jim, you're going to be able to salvage things a little bit. But ultimately, part of the issue here is, and if you go back and listen to this program, you know, over the last few years, Jim, we've been very optimistic in kind of 19, 20, and 21, I think, that they were going to sign another 2018 level class. And that just hasn't been the case so far in this cycle. And with the small number, They're expected to sign total. You know, they're not going to get up into that point. So I know Ryan Snyder from Blue White Illustrated made the point on social media after James made those comments last week that if you look at the average star rating, Penn State's actually a little bit ahead of where it was last year and with last year's cycle. But I think that probably also has something to do with, you know, the fewer commitments in the boat too. And if you had 28 commitments like last year, you'd have more 3 stars and 4 stars, and that average would probably drop below last year's group. So we'll see how it plays out. Again, you get Derek Davis Jr., you get Diego Pounds and a couple other guys. You're going to look at this class a lot differently than maybe you do right now. But yeah, it was certainly nice to hear James Franklin with a little bit of fire and a little bit of direct frustration with how things have gone, because obviously, as we know, Jim, those in the fan base have felt that way now for a while.
And you know, you said whenever he makes an appearance in front of the media, answers the questions, especially when he's being this candid, he's sending a message somewhere. And was it possible he was sending a message to the coaching staff? Possibly. They may be working hard, but it's still about results. But I also think he was sending a message to, and I'll say us, the fans, including me, saying, you know what, guys, what you're complaining about, I'm acknowledging it. You're right. We do have to do better. And as a fan, it makes me feel better that he did say that. So I was really glad to hear it. Now let's see some production. Let's see things get better. So let's talk about this 21 class going forward. You mentioned two names that I wanted to ask you about. One is Diego Pounds, the 3-star offensive tackle out of North Carolina. For a 3-star, he has a pretty nice offer sheet: Alabama, LSU, Auburn, and I believe he has scheduled a day for an announcement also, Greg, right?
That's right. So Diego Pounds, the Millbrook, I'm almost certain it is, offensive lineman, offensive tackle, 6'6", 305. Yeah, for a, I think he's probably one of those guys, Jim, that was hurt by no spring evaluation period and no summer camps. I think he moved up the rankings boards had he been able to go out and perform in those things. But as we know, those have all been canceled because of the coronavirus pandemic. And so, you know, life moves on, and maybe he'll be a guy who's in line for a ranking bump down the road. Maybe not. At any rate, it looks like that's coming down to North Carolina and Penn State. And, you know, right now, Jim, Penn State looks to be in the driver's seat, if you believe the prediction tools that are out there. We'll see if that ends up being the case by Friday at 3:30 when he ultimately unveils his decision. I like their chances here. They've recruited him well for a long time, and there's no getting around the fact for North Carolina that it waited until August 4th to offer him, while Penn State did back in March when his recruitment really picked up back during the, you know, as the coronavirus shutdowns were beginning. So Lyons in a good spot there. He's no Nolan Rucci, at least not yet, but he's a guy who was really high on their board even before Rucci picked Wisconsin, and now he's almost a must get since the Warwick star has decided to go elsewhere in the Big Ten. So I would be surprised if this one doesn't turn out in the Lions' favor. It's worth noting, Jim, when you talk about what James Franklin had to say, this will be their first, if he commits, if Diego Pounds picks Penn State, would be their first class of 2021 verbal commitment since July, and just their fourth since May. And there's been plenty of guys who have committed over the course of May to now. So that's another reason I think James Franklin's probably feeling the way he's feeling based on his comments last week.
Well, we hope this one goes Penn State's way. The other name that you mentioned is Derek Davis. Now, his name has been at the top of the Penn State list for a long time. And as we found in this 2021 class, that's no guarantee he's going to be headed to Happy Valley. He's the 4-star safety out of Western Pennsylvania. And it's been pretty quiet with his recruitment, hasn't it? And what do we know? Are there any updates?
Not really, Jim. I mean, he's not a guy who seems overly eager to be in the spotlight and to be, you know, in front of the camera or on the phone talking to people, so on and so forth. So, you know, while some guys are eager to get out there and share their message and talk about everything that they're doing, I guess it doesn't hurt that, you know, there's not a whole lot going on with no visits and everything like that. But yeah, we'll have to wait and see. I mean, he obviously was a guy that wanted to take visits before deciding, but much like Nolan Rucci, he may end up making his announcement a lot sooner than expected, simply because of the fact that He's not going to be able to take visits unless he would wait until January of next year and then hope that the dead period that's been in place since March is suddenly lifted. Because right now that dead period is set to be in effect until Jan 1, 2021. So I could see him deciding at just about any time. You know, clearly he has a list of top schools, Penn State's among them. I believe Ohio State is too, maybe Clemson and some others. But, he's a kid who I do really believe wanted to take some trips elsewhere, and he's not going to get to do that, or at least he's not going to be able to if he wants to decide by the early signing day in mid-December. So we'll see if that alters his approach at this point.
Well, with all of the negatives with the 2021 class, the better news is the 2022 class. Just to give you the numbers right now, they're ranked third in the country. They have six commits. Five of the six are four stars. And I saw that they got a recent crystal ball for a guy named Popeye Williams, a defensive lineman. What could you tell us about him?
Yeah, so when you look at that 2022 class, first of all, when we talk about adding to the 2021 class, I think that obviously, you want to take guys when you get the chance to. But, you know, if it's a matter of maybe reaching on a guy or taking a guy who's a little bit down your board, Jim, I would just save the scholarship space for I would just save the scholarship space for 2022. I really would at this point, you know. So while we've talked a lot about Penn State being in the 19 to 21 range of signees in the class of 2021, I could see it being less than that now. I really could, between the misses and the fact that saving space for 2022 is probably going to come a priority. I just think that those two things go hand in hand, and this class will be smaller. As for Williams, as you mentioned, defensive lineman out of Indiana, three-star. That crystal ball pick comes from Steve Wiltfong, the national analyst and friend of our program over at 247 Sports. So I think, obviously, that's good news for Penn State, but I don't think he's anywhere near a decision, Jim. I think his recruitment, in a lot of ways, is really just beginning, even though he has some pretty big-time offers, Wisconsin, Michigan State, Alabama, just a few of the schools also on that list. So, well, time will tell if Steve ends up being right. He's been right a lot before, so it won't shock me if Williams ends up being a Penn State pick, but I think we're still a ways away from that.
Real quick, Greg, with 2021, where they have fewer players, might this be a good year to have a few players? Because last year's class, which was so large, this year's not going to count for anybody's eligibility.
Right. So it is definitely not the worst thing in the world. And keep in mind, you're going to have to plan for that too. And I think taking a smaller 21 in class is all a part of the plan.
All right. That is it for quarter number two. Stick around. In quarter number three, we are going to answer your questions with Ask Greg. So stick around for that.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Two of MMA's most respected fighters step into the octagon this weekend at UFC 252. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can bet $1 to win $252 on this weekend's main event. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Get in on all of the Week 3 action with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. Pick any team during Week 3, bet $1 on them, and win $100 if they win. That's code KSN during sign-up. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.